Yesterday we discussed saying Kedusha in Chazar Tashatz, and today I want to speak about a further responsive part of Chazar Tashatz, which is of course saying Modim Derabanan towards the end of the Amidah. This is the only part of the Amidah really that the Tzibur says as well as the Chazan, and the question is why. The Abudram explains that Chazan is able to say the Tefillah on behalf of everybody who's in Shul. That's when it comes to requests and praises to Hashem, but when it comes to saying thank you, then nobody can say thank you on my behalf. If I want it to be genuine, then I have to say thank you myself, and that's what the nature is of Modim Derabanan. It's pointed out in the poskim that one needs to be careful to make sure that when one says Amen to the bracha v'machazish chinatol etzion, you then pause a moment before saying modim. Very often people say Amen modim anachnu lach. It's not one phrase. It's Amen on the bracha, and then the next bracha of the Amidah is modim derabanan. So you have to have that little bit of a break between the two. The bracha of modim in the Amidah, of course, concludes. Includes with the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Hatov Shimcha L'chana Elohodot, so it closes with the shame. Modim Derabanan, we just finish it off saying Baruch Keil HaHodot without using the shame Hashem. Mishnah Berurah brings down that the view of the Vilna Gaon was that one should say Baruch Atah Hashem Keil HaHodot, but that is not the minhag. The practice is that one needs to stand up and bow when one says Modim Derabanan, just as one needs to bow when one says Modim in the Amidah. Rav Avadia Yosef in the Tshuven Yichavedat points out that even people who have the minhag to sit for Chazar Tashatz, nevertheless, when it comes to Modim Derabanan, they need to stand up, because there's no such thing as bowing without being in a standing position. There are three different minhagim about how one should do the bowing. The view of the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch seems to be that one should bow at the beginning and at the end, just as we do in the Amidah itself when we say the Bracha of Modim. The view of the Rama is that you bow, you stay bowed for the entire duration of Modim, and the view of the Vilna Gaon is that one should bow just at the beginning. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was very makpid that when people said Modim, they need to make sure that they're facing towards Mizrach, because the bowing is a bowing associated with the Amidah. When we say the Amidah, we have to bow towards Mizrach. Very often in a shul, the chazan just says Modim Anachnu Lach, and then goes quiet and doesn't say the rest of Modim out loud. But the poskim indicate that he should say the whole of Modim out loud, because that's the role of the Shliach Tzibur, is to say the whole of the Amidah out loud, particularly because there might be somebody who's not able to recite the tefillah themselves, and the chazan is saying the tefillah on their behalf. The Eliyahu Rabba brings down in the name of certain Rishonim that in actual fact the chazan should be marich, should extend the words modim anachnu lach and draw it out whilst everybody else is saying the modim derabanan. Then when they've all finished, he should say the rest of modim out loud. Ad kan.